Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Ken Colucci is the head of the Citizenship and Immigration Services, and he says ICE is about deporting illegals who have judges ordering them deported.
This is just what ICE is supposed to do.
Rashida Tlaib says Nancy Pelosi needs to respect her members of color.
Uplift the women, especially the women of color within your caucus that are out there, because I'll tell you, more people like us, we win.
And Justin Amash, a former Republican, says Pelosi needs to impeach Trump now.
If she believes, as I do, that there's impeachable conduct in there, then she should say so.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and again, I welcome you and thank you for taking your time to tune in and listen to Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association as we try to share some news with you and help to educate you a little bit on matters such as our Constitution, our founding of our nation, and our founding principles, and hope that you will take that information and go out and share it with others. I've got Bob Griswold sitting over here.
Hello there. It would be, you know, it'd be really nice if we could get this country, if we treated it like a bus and had it go in the direction that the Constitution wanted to lead us.
It would be nice.
And maybe we could pass a law that you'd buy an airplane ticket for anybody who wants to leave that doesn't like it here. Excuse me, Rick.
I haven't even got through the introductions yet, and I've lost control. Bob brought Mary with him.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Mary is Right-Wing Granny, very conservative blog that has a huge following, and it's understandable because she does a great job of getting the information up there.
Thank you.
That's at rightwinggranny.com.
Not quite ready for the rocking chair.
And on the right over here, of course, we're all on the right, but to my right is Howe and Rainer James.
Hello there, hey. Y'all.
Howe is chairman of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and he's also chair of our vetting committee, which is busy vetting out candidates so you can get more information and get educated on how they stand on the Constitution,
right,
and our founding principles. And Rainer is one of the editors of our articles in the County Compass newspaper on our Trump report card page. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's actually,
it's your Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association in action page.
That's right.
But the anchor of it is Connie Hanna's Trump report card, and she has done yeoman's duty and done it well.
Yes, she has.
Yeah, that paper goes out to some 20,000 people in the area, and I deliver a large number of them, and in doing so, I go into businesses and chat with some of the people. And I want to tell you, the County Compass is more and more popular. I've had several people ask me how they could advertise in the paper, and people interested in having comments that they'd like to send to the paper. It's been amazing that in the last several weeks, that's the way it's been.
Yeah, it's great news. Okay, well, let's talk about some other great news. We got an upcoming election, and the good news is, anyway, at this point in time, court ruling says we are going to have voter ID.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, be still my heart.
So the integrity of the vote may be partially protected anyway, as far as I
know. Do we know what qualifies as a valid voter ID right now?
Well, it's on the State Board of Elections website. It's a long list, too long for me to remember. But golly, you know, most everybody's got a driver's license. If they don't have a driver's license, they've got a Social Security card. But that's not a photo ID.
I think a bill from a utility company with their address on it and a few things like that.
Well, again, that's not a photo ID.
No, so that comes into play if somebody registers and votes the same.
You know, I want to give you a quick background story that we had an acquaintance that we knew up in Massachusetts who was trying to get an ID and did not have all the proper documents to get the ID. And this is a person that was here on a visa, and then everything got lost. And this is many, many years ago. But she went to the registry, and she asked to get an ID at the registry. And, okay, you have to show us some valid documents for you. Well, she didn't have the valid documents, but she was an actress. And she says, how am I going to buy cigarettes? How am I going to buy my liquor? How am I going to do this? They gave her an ID to shut her up.
You know, I know the directors of elections like Melanie Ray here in Craven County have been busy having meetings and seminars or whatever you want to call them and educating people about it. Unfortunately, I was busy the day she did it, and I didn't get to go, so I may not know all I thought I knew about it. Might have changed some.
Am I correct in saying that if you don't have a driver's license, if you get yourself to a driver's license office with the proper documents, they will give you a photo ID for free?
That's been the policy for years, yes.
Well, there's no excuse for not having one, in my opinion, because a lot of the people that want to complain about the difficulty that certain segments of the population have in getting a photo ID, they don't seem to have any difficulty doing all the other things that require an ID.
No.
You know?
No, going to doctors, getting
No, you can't
stamps.
Cash a check. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't open a bank account. You can't go to the doctors. You can't get on an airplane. You can't do much of anything without an ID. I mean, I'm not necessarily a fan of that, but if you're going to do that for everything else, you might as well do it.
It's a fabricated excuse.
Yeah.
It's not
real. Let me answer Mary's question here. Beginning in 2020, when you present to vote, you'll be asked to show photo ID. If you do not show a photo ID, you may vote provisionally. Your provisional ballot will count if you bring acceptable photo ID to your County Board of Elections office before canvass, or if you sign an affidavit declaring that a reasonable impediment prevented you from showing photo ID. If you vote by mail, you must enclose a copy of your photo ID unless you sign an affidavit declaring that a reasonable impediment prevented you from enclosing a copy of your photo ID.
Wow.
You can obtain a free photo ID at your County Board of Elections office anytime until the Friday before the election. Acceptable photo IDs for voting in 2020: a driver's license or non-operator ID from North Carolina must be valid and unexpired or expired for 1 year or less. May be expired if voter is over the age of 65 and ID was unexpired on their 65th birthday.
My goodness.
Drivers, old people get a break.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're broke. Driver's license or non-operator ID from a different U.S. state or territory. Acceptable only if voter registered within 90 days of the election. Must be valid and unexpired or expired for 1 year or less. Again, may be expired if voter is over the age of 65 and ID was unexpired on their 65th birthday. A United States passport includes U.S. passport card. Must be valid and unexpired or expired for 1 year or less. And again, over 65. North Carolina voter ID card, available free at your County Board of Elections until Friday before the election. Approved employee ID must come from an approved state or local government employer. Must be valid and unexpired or expired for 1 year or less, and of course over age of 65 again. Approved student ID must come from an approved school. Must be valid and unexpired or expired for 1 year or less. May be expired if voter is over the age of 65. If you're 65 and still a student.
I'll get it sometime, yeah.
Tribal enrollment card issued by an approved state tribe or a federal tribe if the card contains a photograph and an expiration date. Must be valid and unexpired or expired for 1 year or less. May be expired if voter is over the age of 65. and the ID was unexpired on their 65th birthday. Military ID card or veteran's ID card may be used even if expired or if there is no expiration date. So,
there are a lot of IDs that are acceptable.
Right.
Somebody ought to be able to find something in that list.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it expedites the voting process significantly.
Oh, they can just scan it and it all comes right up.
We did one primary where we were able to do that. And that was before the courts got involved and stopped it. But at that primary, I was a judge at the polls. And a lot of people have different spellings of their names, and sometimes it's hard to understand what they're saying exactly. And if you've got to try to type in their name, sometimes it can take several tries, and that slows the process down. When they hand you the driver's license and you take the barcode scanner and push that button on the back of it, instantly,
yes,
you know you've got the right person. It populates the screen, and you can go ahead and issue them a ballot. So it really expedites things.
I think it's kind of interesting that at the DMV offices here, that they're touting something called the Real ID.
Yes.
And what that means is you have to bring in additional justification or identification things, and things like your birth certificate, a marriage certificate, various things like that. And I put all that stuff together, and I got mine. But they turned Rainer down for hers because she had a different last name than it would than shown on her birth certificate. And she said, "Well, I got married, dummy." No, not quite that bad. And the gentleman said, "Well, you have to bring us a certified, notarized marriage certificate." So that we had to come back and get that.
Now, I don't remember, when you renew your real ID, you don't have to bring that stuff back again, do you?
I don't think so. I think it's just one time to go through the ropes.
But they said that it would give you access to military bases. It would expedite your boarding aircraft and all that. And it hadn't done that for me. I don't think they've quite realized their intent yet. But maybe someday.
All right. Well, now that we all know who we are because we have our IDs, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. I want to, again, urge you, please go out and visit our sponsors and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government. to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I'm looking here at, I believe it's Carolina Journal. It says, watered down certificate of need reform bill heads to the House. And I know you and Rainer have been trying to keep up with that. First of all, Rainer,
Yes. Can
you explain to our listeners out there that may not be familiar with the CON or certificate of need exactly what it is?
In order to do certain medical procedures or have certain medical equipment, you have to have a certificate of need from the state of North Carolina. And to do that, there's a real, very expensive, very convoluted process to go through to make application. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. The large hospitals are sitting on a lot of them because what they have been able to do is get them, number one, they've got the money behind them,
right.
And number two, they don't always have all the operating rooms or all the equipment that they have a certificate of need that allows them to have. They sit on it to prevent other people from getting them. And the process of approving them takes the position that if a certificate of need has been issued, then whatever that thing is in existence, whether it is or not.
Right.
So it artificially clamps down on competition. Not only that, that's less services, less choices for people in their medical care, but it also guarantees to keep the price up.
All right.
So it really needs to go.
Let me read a quote from this article here. It says, for decades, the antitrust division of the federal government has denounced con laws for being anti-competitive,
mm-hmm.
and for driving up the cost of health care. Con laws require providers to apply to the state for permission to build, buy new equipment, and to expand their services.
It isn't a free market. It's Mother May I.
Right.
So with a bureaucracy.
Hal, tell us what's going on with the legislature.
Well, I found it very interesting to try to study this thing in great depth and try to really figure out what was happening. It's not as easy as you might think. That particular bill got started back in February of this year, and it was entitled an act amending the revised Uniform Anatomical Gift Act to include tissue donation as part of the driver's license donor authorization. That was House Bill 126, Session 219, back in February. And then it's gone through a real evolution process. I checked the various actions that have been on that bill. There have been 40 actions, 40 of them, and taken on 17 different days and duly noted on the state's website. So you can look through it. But I mean to tell you, it is a bear. Then it went to something called, it was in the health care committee, and it's called the Senate Health Care. Went there, and then they proposed a committee substitute to the House bill. So you substitute a different bill, but you give it the same number and a different name. This was House Bill 126 on June the 25th, 2019. That was introduced by this committee. The proposed committee substitute to House Bill 126 would make several changes in the Certificate of Need Law in Article 9 of Chapter 131E. The PCS, that's what they call them, it's a change, would remove psychiatric facilities, kidney disease treatment centers, intermediate care facilities, chemical dependency treatment facilities, ambulatory surgical centers, and certain continuing care retirement centers from CON review. In other words, when it got started, it would have eliminated the need to get a certificate of need, right, for all those various services.
When it first started, it was for full repeal of Decon Law.
Not quite, but close.
Yeah.
Much closer.
Yeah. Well, when you say when it first got started, but that was a change that was made in the original bill. It was something entirely different.
Right. And actually, when you went back to Senate Bill 210, which was ratified by the Senate, it took on a totally different life when it came over to the House.
Well, sure. That's another thing that makes it very confusing. And so I've copied all four of the different versions of it and tried to go through them. And I found it very confusing, as I said. So I called our representative, Michael Speciale, and talked with him about it. And he said, it is totally confusing. He said, I don't think anybody fully understands what the Senate has done to the bill. Now, they're sending it back over to the House for concurrence. And he said, they're not going to get an automatic concurrence. He said, I'm going to insist that they explain that bill in language that we can all understand.
And that will be a relief because,
you know, it's funny.
It's horrible to try to read
it. If you go back
it.
To the certificate of need, if I understand that, where whoever has a certificate either says, I have the equipment or I'll get the equipment. If a business tries to open in this state and the fire department requires them to have a certain number of fire extinguishers or an sprinkler system, and then you have a fire, and, well, I was going to get the sprinkler system. I know I had a reservation for it.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I do want to add that in the county compass, the current one that'll be out on the before this airs, we'll have an article that I wrote about the process and gives you a little more detail about it. So look at one if you can find it.
Okay. Also, this article says North Carolina ranks as the state with the fourth most restrictive con laws.
Yeah, it's really bad.
There's only a handful of states that have them. Most of the
15
others.
Now. It was got down to 12. It hit a low of 12. And then Indiana adopted one in 2018. So there's been a few states actually adopting them that didn't have them before. When the federal government quit requiring it of states, it dropped down to only 12 states had it. North Carolina was, of course, one of them. They've never dropped theirs. But it just seemed very strange to me that anybody would want that thing interfering with competition. But Raina's got a real good point on it. She talked with someone that kind of explained why this stuff's happening.
Well, it's the medical lobby. They are on it like ugly on an ape. Senator Woodard made the comment in the session that happened today that the lobbyists were all over it. He said in one day he had 12 of them in his office. So we the people need to learn to be citizen lobbyists and make sure we're all over it in the same way when something like this happens. We've missed an opportunity.
A lobbyist represents one vote. If we go up there with 20 of us, we represent at least 20 votes and generally more. We need to remember that, and our legislatures need to remember that.
Yes,
Mary,
you're right.
Exactly right. But the biggest, one of the problems is that they also control a lot of money, these lobbyists.
That's true.
And they make donations to campaigns, and people, you know, the candidates want that. The Senator Heise, H-I-S-E, from out in the mountain area, not too far from Boone, he made a great speech. I mean, he was just tearing into the certificate of need. He went so far as to say that the day of the certificate of need is dead in North Carolina. If you have a business plan requiring that you have a certificate of need, you might as well be revising your business plan because it's going to die. And then another senator got up and said, I think that was an overstatement, Senator Heise.
Well, certainly not with this one, but what he was saying was, there's more coming. We're not going to sit still for this.
As you might gather, it's kind of interesting entertainment if you're into this kind of thing.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all sharing that information with us, and I hope that you, the listeners out there, have a better understanding of what the Con Certificate of Need is. It's definitely not free market, and that's one of the things CCTA is all about, is free market, less government, less taxes, you know. And definitely the certificate of need is a requirement that does not fit into the free market.
Not at all. Yep.
Okay, well, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email Hal at cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact Hal at cctaxpayers.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I need to issue a warning out there to all our listeners. If you're out traveling on the road in a strange place and you're stopping to go to the bathroom, beware.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Consent decree echoes Governor Cooper's gender identity bathroom policy. This is the latest development in the ongoing legal saga over access to public bathrooms in North Carolina. It took place last Tuesday when U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Schroeder declared again that bathrooms and other public facilities under the authority of North Carolina's executive branch are open to individuals based on gender identity instead of biological sex. So,
does my voter ID have the gender identity on it? Or am I confusing the issue?
You're confusing me.
I thought you were talking about that incident that happened in a rest area.
No, I'm not familiar with that. No,
oh, it was a transgender. He had been a man. Well, now he felt like he was a woman. So he was using the women's restroom. And there was a gentleman there that he knew that his young daughter was going to use that restroom, and he got really offended about it. And I heard him talking about it. I think it was on the Lockwood show. And this guy was really irate. He said that, he was either going to come to blows with this guy or even worse. He was threatening him with every kind of thing. He was all upset about it, you know.
Well, he should have been.
Yeah. And it's something to really think about. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. Well, the consent decree essentially echoes portions of an executive order that was issued by Governor Roy Cooper in October of 2017, which directs state agencies, boards, commissions, and departments under the jurisdiction of the Office of the Governor will not adopt policies or regulations barring, prohibiting, blocking, deterring, or impeding any individual who lawfully uses public facilities under their control or supervision in accordance with that individual's gender identity.
Now, that's sick.
I'm curious. What if individual is in the women's restroom and all of a sudden out of clear blue they feel like they're a man again?
I don't know.
What kind of dilemma does that create?
I remember there's another incident I heard about that the guy called the law. And the police officer, when he got there, had to explain to the man that the transgender person had not broken any laws. He had done nothing wrong. There was nothing that could be done about it.
Unfortunately, that's where we're at in society nowadays. They broke natural law,
yes.
In my opinion. And, mm-hmm. It's got to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
It's got to stop somewhere. It seems like we've lost all sense of reality and sensibility, morality. It's, anything anybody wants. Oh, wait a minute, not anybody, because if you're a common sense thinker, a conservative, a Christian.
Need not apply.
Right, need not apply, because your opinion doesn't matter, and what you want to see happen is irrelevant. But anybody else out there can claim to be anything or do anything, and it's their right. Everything's a right now. It's ridiculous.
But Rick, it isn't, because this puts normal people at risk.
Yes.
It is an endangerment. It is totally wrong.
I heard a commentator say that Cooper was endangering his re-election bid, it's coming up shortly. And that, it was kind of foolish for him to take the stance he was, because it was going to be so unpopular. I'm not so sure about that. I thought the same thing about the left being in the U.S. Congress. It got so socialist and communist almost. I thought that would do him in. But then the last election, the Republicans lost the House. It just shocked me. I can't predict what's going to go. It doesn't seem to be making sense to me.
And that is hard to understand how, because we are truly the majority. And I have no explanation for the apathy that causes these people to stay home and not go to the polls. Yeah. And that's what did it.
Rainer, you used the word just a few moments ago about the normal people, I guess.
Yes.
The majority or whatever else. But it appears as if every fringe group, and I'm putting fringe in quotes, expects special privileges.
Yes, and they expect that to usurp the norm.
Yes.
The statistical norm. That is crazy.
I want to go back to your comment about losing the House. Yes, the Republicans lost the House, but they lost the House to a degree that in a midterm election of a president's first term was much less than it was under Clinton or Obama or anybody else. So they did lose the House because, again, the Democrats promised that they wouldn't impeach Trump, that they would deal with the agenda and get on the issues. Now, of course, they've totally broken that promise, and there may be some comeuppance in the next election. But again, they ran on false pretenses. That's why they won.
Well, thanks, Mary, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I understand what you're saying, Mary, but I still believe the reason they won is because of voter apathy. And, you know, let's look at the presidential election. You took a man with no political background whatsoever, never run for any office, never held any office, mm-hmm. very controversial, that all the polls said had absolutely no chance of winning.
The polls were cooked.
And he won just remarkable. If you look at the map, the number of red states out there. So I think it should be a wake-up call to the voters that you can't just go out and vote for president. You're going to have to start looking at your local municipal elections. You're going to have to look at your state elections. You're going to have to be making some decisions there. And that's what did not happen. That's why the House was taken over by the Democrats.
Former Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, a Boston politician, made the comment, all politics is local. And we forget that sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bob?
I was going to add that reading somewhere, there was a Google executive, and by his own admission, said at least 10 million votes were swung from from Trump towards Hillary because of the way things were worded or framed.
Right. And I understand.
How do you mean that? On the ballots or in the...
In the influence, the influence that they
the actual have. Votes.
The actual votes, they estimate 10 million actual votes were swung because people could not see the actual positions, the actual stances of the individuals.
Because what they do is their algorithms push a liberal agenda and liberal candidates. And conservatives and are shadow banned.
So you're saying that those manipulations cause less information with a conservative slant to be in front of people than was information with a liberal slant.
Mm-hmm. For example, how many people who watched the Mueller hearings today that depend on the mainstream media for their news had any idea what GPS Fusion was, or Nellie Orr, or Bruce Orr, or Christopher Steele?
None. If they get all their information from mainstream media, they probably had no clue.
Well, I mean, it was obvious Mueller didn't.
Yeah, didn't.
He didn't seem to have a clue.
Yeah. And Bob, you know, the statistic you were quoting there, the 10 million, that was a minimum. He said it could go as high as 50 million. And also, James O'Keefe today was supposed to have another new Google employee that's come out. And this time, they're not in the shadows. They're just coming out and saying, look.
Validating what's,
No, with some new charges of how they manipulate the search results with Google and all, and how they push a liberal agenda.
And of course, as we look at Google, and in theory, Google is a platform, not a publisher, in theory.
Yeah.
A platform is something that distributes information equally. A publisher is one that editorializes the information.
They're clearly behaving like an editorial entity, and they ought to be open to lawsuit because of that.
Well, go ahead, Hal.
Well, there was a fact that you brought out, Rick, when we were talking about the Electoral College. And I probably don't remember the figures exactly right, but we're talking about the square miles in all of the United States, I think about, 3 million or something like that?
Almost four million. Almost four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about the square footage, I mean, the square miles that voted for Hillary was something like 300 or 400. So, I mean, that shows you the difference in what most of the United States wants.
Yeah. Well, again, if you look at the maps where the votes took place at, the blue ones, the ones that voted for Hillary, were your large metropolitan areas of New York and California, Washington, you know, those places.
Yeah, and Lord knows we don't want them running our country.
Places that have rats in a cage syndrome, because it's highly populous, people are in each other's way, and they want to control each other.
Right.
Terrible places to live.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to urge people, if you really don't quite understand what the Electoral College is all about and why it exists and where it came from, please do some research on it. Find the truth on it, not just what some talking points that some liberal politician wants you to believe, because it's not true. Majority rule. What is majority rule, Rainer?
It's two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for lunch.
There you go.
It's that, mob rule.
It is.
The minorities are not protected.
Right.
Not one whit.
And the whole purpose of the Electoral College was set up to protect each and every state so they would all be equally and well represented. And what happens when you have your New Yorks and your Los Angeles and these big metropolitan areas, you've got a mass population of usually left-leaning liberals in those areas. And, of course, they have millions of votes that they cast, but that doesn't mean they're the majority of what the whole United States population would want. Mm-mm. And that's why the Electoral College was established.
Well, and the business of each state guarded its autonomous sovereignty very jealously.
Right.
They did not want to give up all of their power. They were willing to share a little bit for common defense, relations with other countries, to make trade between and among the states smooth, but they didn't intend to be given up all their control of their own identity and way of doing things.
It's interesting that by definition, minority would be on the losing side of an argument. Again, and if you're strictly talking democracy, the minority would be the losing side of the vote. If we decided to do everything based on democracy, well, then I would say the minorities could not get from the West Coast to the East Coast, because the central, the flyover country would be a majority that says, you're not allowed here. I mean, I'm being facetious there.
Right, but it's a point.
But
well
you're
made.
Making a point.
Yes.
I'm glad Bob brought up the difference between a democracy and a republic. I once had a dear friend, and Rainer and I loved her very much, but we sure disagreed on this point. She used to say, one man, one vote. It ought to be one man, one vote. And I guess by man, she meant men and women. But that's what she used to say. And I'd say, you know, that's just not right. You need to do some studying on that subject.
We all do at times. Okay, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors again, because y'all have made me think of something that is a pet peeve of mine, and I'm gonna bring it back up when we come back.
Stay tuned for more.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, a couple of things came up here. Mary, you were talking about the mainstream media. One thing I want a lot of people out there to understand, you've got all these different network affiliates and everything out there, but did you know that all of it out there is controlled by six companies?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Six companies control the source of all your news out there. So you're getting the same news no matter which one of those mainstream outlets you're tuned into.
Rick, that's not healthy, but what is healthy is the various other media that are growing up. Little shows like ours, right, for example. Stuff on the internet. There are all kinds of creative things happening, and there are ways to find out what's going on.
That's
really
right. And that's the other point that I wanted to bring up. Go ahead, Hal, real
well,
quick.
Well, the talk shows and also One America News and some of the other places that you can find on the internet that have very conservative news. And I usually tune into those now for the most of the other types of media. I just spare myself that these days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody get ready because I'm going to give you a whooping.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
If you're paying a cable bill, shame on you. If you're subscribing to a cable TV subscription or a satellite TV subscription, shame on you. And I say that because you probably complain about some of the garbage that's on there. And you probably say, well, I don't watch this and I don't watch that. But guess what, folks? If you're paying that bill, you are financing it.
You finally convinced me of that and shamed me into agreeing and with Hal to get rid of it.
And we save $1,200 a year.
Yeah, yeah. You cut off that cable bill. Now you're going to have high-speed internet to replace it. But then you make the choice. You know, often for years I used to say, I don't want all this garbage. All I want is a handful of channels. Why can't I just get what I want?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a reason for that. And the reason is to support. And because if they went on ratings alone, a lot of them couldn't survive.
Yeah.
But the way it's done now, you pay that cable bill, a portion of it goes to each and every channel that's
on. Well, if enough of us drop it,
yes,
they'll be forced to change their business model.
Well, they'll be forced out of business, most of them, because
fine.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Anyway, that's one of my pet peeves is cut the cord, get off the cable, quit financing all this garbage that's out there. You're pumping stuff into your house in front of your kids. You might think you know what they're doing all the time or what they're watching or what they're being exposed to. But I guarantee you a lot of times you really don't know what they're being exposed to. Even in some of the stuff like the Disney stuff and Nickelodeon and the kids' channels and the kids, they're being indoctrinated.
Yeah.
You may not realize it, but they are being indoctrinated. And if you don't believe that, then spend some time with your kids and sit down and watch it with them. And I think you'll be shocked.
That's a good idea anyway.
It is.
Rick, Disney owns a lot of those news channels, too, and they're presenting the news as fairy
tales. Disney is one of those.
It's fairy tales.
Disney is one of those six. Okay? So that's one thing I'd encourage all of our listeners to do is start looking for alternative sources of news. Hal mentioned a very good one, One America News. Now, it is a subscription, but I think it's $7 a month.
No, it's under $5.
Under
$5?
$4.99. Okay, yeah. And then there are other new conservative-leaning news outlets out there that you can subscribe to. Some of them are free. You'd be surprised how much stuff you can just get on YouTube.
Well, on our Roku system, we have WITN, it's local news out of Wilmington. So if you want to hear some local news now and then, which we do, we tune into that for a little while.
Yep. You can get all kinds of local stuff, too, by putting a cheap antenna either on the roof or the new digital ones that hang on the wall now. You'll be able to pick up your local stations. I can get, I think it's 13 local stations with Dan Ten and I have. And so you've got all your local news, as you pointed out. And then everything else you're interested in is available either through a Roku device, mm-hmm. which is an internet-enabled device. It attaches to your TV and allows you to tune in to all these different channels that are available. And literally, there are thousands.
I think there's one called a Fire Stick or something like that.
Yeah, that's Amazon's version. That's mm-hmm. the Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
There's Google has one out, which I don't recommend buying anything that has Google associated with
it. I agree with you.
So anyway, you can go out there and start looking. A lot of your new TVs now are smart TVs. Mm-hmm. It's already enabled on them. Our last TV we bought, the Roku feature is built into the TV. We don't
really?
Yeah, we don't have to have a separate box. We have one remote control, and it feeds our local channels in, everything. It's really nice. And I enjoy it because I'm in control of what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want it, I don't have to get it, you know.
Huge difference.
Remember the NRA. There's an NRA channel, you know, if you want to tune into that. If you're military, there's all kinds of military channels on aircraft, things like that. Anything you want. And if you're a movie person, if you're Amazon and member of Amazon Prime, you can get all your movies right there. Mm-hmm. There's Netflix. There's just tons of options. But the whole thing about it is you pick and choose what you want, and you only pay for those things that are paid subscriptions. A lot of the stuff is just absolutely free.
You can find a lot of good things on YouTube, too, like the Cube Reports and things like that. Just search on YouTube, and you find stuff that you want. I search Revolutionary War, Civil War, stuff like that.
Anything you want to know, pretty much. If you want to know how to fix anything, you can go on YouTube and find it. Somebody out there's put a video up there on how to do it. Bob?
You know, Rick, as you're saying this, the only money-making movies in the theaters are the G movies or the PG movies. If you go up to the higher ratings, even though there are producers and directors that want to make these real artsy whatever movies, they're not money-making movies.
Right.
And likewise here, our ability to shut off the mainstream cable and go to pay the people that produce what we want to see.
Right.
You can influence it by buying what you like.
Sure, and it's much more satisfactory.
There's a lot of it going on now, and that's why you're seeing things change in the cable industry. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, your internet bill, there was no cap on it, you know. But now that there's so many people streaming their TV, like we're talking about, they to protect themselves and keep a revenue stream coming in, they now cap it. In other words, if you go over a certain amount of bandwidth per month because you're streaming a lot of stuff off mm-hmm. the internet instead of paying them for cable channels, then every time you exceed that amount, they charge you for another 10 megabytes or whatever. Or you have to go with the unlimited service, which is what I chose to do because we do everything over the internet. It's a new thing that most people are starting to adopt and get used to. At first, it can be a little confusing for some people.
Like me.
Yeah, but you've adapted.
Slowly, yes.
with a lot of needling from you-know-who.
And like I said, you know, the last TV we bought, it's all built in. You don't have to have separate devices and figure out how to hook them up or any of that stuff. It's all one remote. You pick it up and do what you want. Bob?
No, I'm all set.
You're all set?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, run our words.
We're going to take one last break, and then we'll come back and say goodbye.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlanta. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, that's all the time we've got for today. I hope that we've enlightened you in some way and maybe imparted some knowledge on you that you didn't already have. The only way we're going to know is if you give us some feedback. So please go to cctaxpayers.com and click on the feedback button up there and let us know what you think of the show. If there's something you'd like for us to talk about, or even if you'd like to be on the show, let us know that also. And please remember to visit our sponsors, because without them, we couldn't continue to do what we're doing. Also, if you do go to cctaxpayers.com, check out the whole site while you're there, but you can start with that donate button up there in the top left-hand corner. And, you know, we have to pay for their airtime for the radio show. We also have to pay for the things we give away, like the Constitutions.
And Hillsdale Scholarship.
Yeah, Hillsdale Scholarship. We just gave that away, and we'll be doing another one next year. So Hillsdale College takes no money from the federal government, and we appreciate the way they are bringing up young patriots.
We were talking about the Electoral College a few minutes ago. Hillsdale has some great online courses, freebie for anybody in constitutional things. That's a wonderful resource.
It is. So check out Hillsdale College online also. All right, please tune in next week for another episode of CCTA Wake Up Call.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.